For more than a century, Our Lady of Refuge Catholic Church has been a beacon for travelers along Highway 77 in Refugio. Its slender steeple rising 104 feet and topped by a copper cross. The church is named for the last of the Texas missions, Nuestra Señora del Refugio, established in 1791. The current building is the fourth to stand here. It was completed in 1901 and designed by architect James Warrenberger in the Victorian Romanesque style. It's one of the larger wood frame structures in South Texas. Simple on the outside, the church is spectacular inside. Columns made from single pieces of wood more than 30 feet long support the ceiling, which is covered in pressed tin, as are the walls. In 1975, when the church was refurbished, workers discovered that four statues on the altars also were made of tin. A large chandelier is constructed with six lanterns separated by wood panels with carved crosses that match those in the altar. Suspended from the chandelier is a seventh lantern. Outshining the other features are art glass windows that depict the mysteries of the rosary and scenes of the life of Christ. They were crafted by artist Emile Fry, Maxine Riley of the Refugio Historical Society.
The priest that built this church had a desire that he wanted to have one of the most beautiful churches in South Texas. So he got the money together, ordered them. I don't know how long it took to get the windows, but they arrived the day after he died, and so he never got to see them in place.
They have endured, and whether through sunny or stormy skies, from inside, the times always are full of color and promise.